here with the Browns' newest free agent acquisition, safety Dante Whitner. Dante, what's going through your mind right now, standing here in the headquarters, in your hometown, ready to play football for the Cleveland Browns?
It's a surreal feeling, you know, coming from the Cleveland area, playing high school here, playing college here, and now coming back to, playing National Football League. It's a surreal feeling, so it really hasn't hit me yet. I haven't seen any of my family or friends yet, so possibly shortly after I see them, it'll probably hit me.
Well, you look pretty good in the gear here. It already looks very natural on you. The weather outside, not so good, but that's okay because you're here to turn things around, a little sunshine for everybody in Cleveland. You come from the 49ers, three straight NFC Championship games. It's a young team here. They need that leadership, knowing how to win. How do you hope to change that culture and be that leader?
Well, you have to put a lot of hard work in. You have to really show up early, leave late. You have to do a lot of things that a lot of football teams and a lot of individuals don't want to do. You have to take your work home with you. You have to study. You have to be, you know, like a sponge to the coaching staff. So when you get on the football field, there's no questions, there's no question marks, there's no guessing. And, with a young football team, you have to be detailed. So that's what I can bring. I can bring detail, I can bring leadership, and I can bring that physical style of play that a lot of offenses don't really want to see. And if everybody buys into that, then I believe we'll have a winner.
Talk about physicality and how important that is to you as a player and also you feel to this defense at large.
Well, it's very important to any defense in the National Football League. Any phase of the defense, from the defensive line to the linebackers to the secondary. If you don't have physical guys, it's not going to work. And that's what we built our defense on in San Francisco, being physical and being feared. A lot of times wide receivers don't necessarily have to be hit by a guy. You just know where he is. You glance at him one time, the ball hit his hands, it pop up, we run it back for a touchdown. That's called putting fear in the guys. And they watch the film just like we do.
That's right.
So when you put those things on film and you go out there and you actually do them week in and week out, then you become a good defense, and I believe that's what's going to happen.
In addition to coming home, you get to come and play for a defensive coach in Mike Pettine. Talk a little about his scheme and how you think you fit into that.
Very, very multiple scheme. Like to get the safeties up, blitz, like to play a lot of man, some quarters, some cover two, just a bunch of everything, some 3-4, some 4-3. You know, it's going to be good. It's going to be very diverse. I'm going to be able to do some things that I weren't able to do in San Fran as far as blitzing. I didn't blitz much in San Fran, but here I'm going to blitz a lot, you know, and just be able to roam around and just make plays, and I'm looking forward to it.
You talked about coming home. How did it feel yesterday when you and Carlos got picked up on the plane by Joe Hayden, Jabal Sheer, Josh Gordon, some of the young guys bringing you here, getting that nucleus of the Browns together? Talk about that moment.
It was pretty cool. You know, it was about five or six of us on the plane. I've known Joe for about 6-7 years now. I didn't know Gordon. I didn't know the other guys, but you know, just sitting there talking to them, they're excited about acquisitions that were made, and they're looking forward to getting back to work also. So we all look forward to working together, and we all look forward to putting a winning product on the field, because this game of football is not fun if you don't win.
That's right, and there hasn't been much winning here. I do feel that this can be a quick turnaround for the Browns.
Yeah, I believe it can be a quick turnaround. When I first arrived in San Francisco 3 years ago, they weren't a good football team. New coaching staff coming in, new players. You know, we've known each other for 3-4 weeks. We had to go play our first football game, and then we end up going to the NFC Championship. You know, so it can happen. If guys buy into the system, if they buy into the hard work, and then they buy into having fun on the football field, it can happen. I believe it will.
Outside of football, coming back to Cleveland has big implications for you as a family man. You get to be close to your kids. How important and exciting is that for you?
That's very important. Over the last couple of years, being on the West Coast, you know, my children being here, it's hard to get back and forth and put small children on a plane ride for 6 hours. You know, so coming here, that's another big reason why I chose to come to Cleveland. And so I can be closer to my family, closer to my friends, my children, you know, and then the community also. You know, I've been going for a while. I come from Glenville High School, inner city. I know these kids. I can relate to these kids. And there's so much talent, and so much talent being wasted. And I believe I can help in that aspect.
I know it's still a little ways off, but how do you think you're going to feel the first time you run out of that tunnel onto the field at First Energy Stadium as a member of the Cleveland Browns?
Might be a little nervous. There's three times, well, this will be the third, where I ran out of the stadium and I was a little nervous. And I was at Ohio State the first time I ran out. That was for the Buffalo Bills,
sure,
my rookie year. And then it's going to be running out in my hometown tunnel. So I can expect it to be a little nervous, but at the same time, be excited.
Dante, if you had one thing you could say to the fans of the Cleveland Browns right now, what would it be?
Cleveland, rise up.